Conflict can create considerable anxiety and dread for me. Tell me I'm not alone. Hi, I'm Tara Solomon-Smith, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labatt, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with today's K-State Research and Extension Minute. The ability to manage conflict well is not something you were born with or without. Instead, it is a set of skills that can be learned or muscles that can be developed. Here are some things you can practice. Always pause. When a conflict arises, avoid lashing out. Take a moment to breathe slowly and become calm. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. Emotions are indicators that something is going on. They help us recognize what may be happening in us or in others. Acknowledge that you have space to choose. Recognize that the person you have the most ownership over is you. Taking as much responsibility as we truthfully can for our actions allows us to recognize that we play a part in how the conflict is resolved or exasperated. Challenge your assumptions. Attempt to understand before attempting to be understood. Remember, there's always one more fact in every person's story that we know nothing about that could explain why they may be doing what they are. Move forward. Stick to the point of the conflict and brainstorm ways to resolve it. Agree to try a resolution without resentment and with your full effort. What is one thing you could start, stop, and continue when it comes to better handling difficult situations, people, and yourself? I will be trying one this week. For your Wildcat Extension District, this has been Tara Solomon-Smith with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.